Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm
going to
kill
here.
Him with the first verse.
The
and
champ
I'm
going to
bury
here.
Him with the second.
Ha! The champ is here.
Watch.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, play and see.
The champ is here.
Hate is off when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we all set. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is soft when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is soft when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Oh, fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problems, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters, and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't incroyable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here!
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Sit back and just watch what I do.
Told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls that you should get your sauce up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I'm gonna be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop.
can be higher than this. I want to say great morning to everybody that's jumping on the grind. Great morning to each and every one of you that have been chiming in, that have dialed into the grind this morning, that have been listening to the songs that we've been playing this morning. It is Tuesday. Yes, it is Tuesday. It is another day for us to be thankful. It is another day for us to definitely go out and to be great. And so we want to definitely take the time to welcome each and every one of you that are jumping on the grind this morning. We want to welcome, as we're getting live on a couple different places, we want to definitely welcome those that are chiming in on Facebook. Great morning, great morning, great morning. It is time for the grind. It is Tuesday, right? Tuesday morning. And we want to say hello to all of you that are out there, to those of you that are saying hello to us. We see you out there. What just happened? We see you all out there. And are we still live? Let us see. Well, not sure what I just did, but let's see if we're still live and on the broadcast studio. But great morning to everybody that's jumping on Instagram. Great morning, great morning, great morning. I think I might have done something over here with Facebook. Oh, no, looks like we might be live. We might be live. I'm not sure. Okay, not really sure what happened, Facebook, but we are back. So great morning to each and every one of you. Hello, hello. We see you, Ricky. Great morning. Great morning, Jeffrey from London. Great morning. Great morning, Stephanie. Great morning, Jawana. Definitely take the time to share this out. Great morning, everybody on IG. How y'all feeling out there on this Tuesday morning? You know, how did you wake up? Did you wake up today at life? Because I can tell you that, you know, in this season, we just really got to wake up with that attitude. Yes, Stephanie, I know. I think something happened with the platform. But hopefully you guys can see me now. Great morning, Trudy. Great morning to each and every one of you. But yes, in what we are dealing with in this world, in this season, you know, it just really causes us to take the time to really think, causes us to take the time to really, you know, understand that each and every one of us, as we wake up each day, that we just really have to move towards being even more grateful, you know, having that attitude of gratitude, thankful for where we are, thankful for the position that God has put us in, realizing and knowing that nothing happens by chance, but that we are literally in this position right now because it's going to literally be the very thing that helps us all to move forward in life and to become better at the very things that we need to be good at and operate at our best at. So what's going on, Mr. Nathan McCray? Great morning. You're moving a little slow this morning. You all right?
Oh, I'm moving fast.
You had your NutriBurst on deck this morning. I can tell you, I'm sipping on my NutriBurst right now. I normally just take a shot. I probably should have just taken my shot and not put it in my orange juice, but I'm sipping on it right now.
Yeah.
But we got people chiming in from all over the world. People, we blacked out for a little bit. I'm not sure what I did with the platform, but looks like we're back in full effect, you know, on Facebook and wherever else we are chiming into this morning. So we're good to go. And everybody's out there saying great morning to you.
So great morning. What are we talking about this morning?
You know, it's your time to shine.
Shoot, it's always your time to shine. Y'all know that, right? Hopefully you do.
It's your time to shine. No, you know, no, I'm just kidding. That, you're right, that's every day. You know, that's something we got to make sure that we do every single day in life. You know, shine, transform, you know, whatever comes to mind. You know, just move yourself forward in life at the end of the day.
So what's up? You said hello to everybody this morning?
I said hello to a couple people.
Some people being undercover. Yeah, undercover. Well, everybody, what's up, man? It's another beautiful day on the grind, the realest show ever. The show where we have the unscripted conversation. I don't know what your weather's like right now, but, you know, the weather here is kind of like cold in the evenings and warm in the day. So, you know, we know that you switch from sweatpants to shorts at any point in time. So
I don't think I've seen a warm day yet since we've been out here.
Yeah, we had a couple warm days, you know, but that, you know, that's what's going on in the world right now. That's life. That's what's going on with the world. That's what's going on with prophecy, with everything right now. So simply because the world is in turmoil and so many different things are happening and people trying to figure out how they can handle what's happening, how they're going to move forward, how they're going to process it. People just don't know. We're in a state of uncertainty, you know, right now in the world. So if the world is in a state of uncertainty, then what do you do in the midst of uncertainty? In all that you do,
you stay focused.
Stay focused. Get understanding. Know what's going on. What's going on, Tammy? Sorry, we see you out there. Stay focused. Know what's going on and see how it applies to you and see where you can insert yourself in.
Right, and then keep it moving.
Or pull yourself out of it. I've always said that there, as a person that's looking to grow, you always look at every situation and you say, can I affect this situation? If I cannot affect the situation, then I'm going to need to figure out how high I can fly above the situation so that I don't pull down into the situation. Right? So I think we're all faced with different scenarios, different trials, different tribulations, and it really is a matter of how we handle those trials and tribulations. Because those trials and tribulations are the things that are going to make us. So how do we? What choices do we make every single day? Really multiple times a day, right? Do we look, listen, learn, and lead? We did a whole scenario on look, listen, whole show. We also did trainings on look, listen, learn, and lead, guys. That you can go back into the archives at blogtalkradio.com/theground101. You'll be able to pull up those different trainings, those different scenarios. That training, that show, and you actually be able to hear exactly what that actually means. But you have to deploy it in your life every single day that you are on this earth, because not looking, not listening, not learning causes the inability to lead.
That's true. And they all operate hand in hand, you know, really and truly, because you got to look, you got to pay attention, you got to slow down and listen. And I do believe that this is a season in which we really all need to be listening. We're looking, we're paying attention. We're not focused on the issues at hand, because if we focus on the issues at hand, we have to realize what we focus on grows and multiplies. It's going to duplicate. But we know what we're a part of, and then we got to learn to listen more. And I know that in life, that's been one of my issues, where you just got to slow down. Sometimes you can just be doing, you know, so much in life to where you're not listening to, you know, what God is telling you to do and not paying attention. Because once you listen, when you really slow down, that's when you begin to learn, right? Mm-hmm. You realize, you know, certain things that you need to let go of. You realize certain things that you shouldn't be a part of. You realize certain opportunities that you need to, you know, go harder in. You realize some things when you really take the time to listen. And now you learned.
Mm-hmm.
You learn from the things that you've done. You learn from the things that you should have done, you know, because you're listening now. So you can hear. Right? Because the noise, sometimes the noise can really just clutter your mind, clutter everything. And you really don't even know the direction that you're supposed to go in. But when you really take the time to listen, listening is very different from hearing, right? You can hear something, but you got to learn how to listen to what you're hearing.
Right.
And then you're able to lead. You got to be leader self first and foremost, right? So when you're leader self, you can't lead nobody else unless you're a leader of yourself, your own self, and get your life together.
Right.
So, you know, all of that is very, they literally go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other.
Right. Yeah. It's the self-assessment. And we talk about that a lot on the show. We talk about understanding where you are and, more importantly, being realistic with yourself, knowing where you are. And, you know, that's kind of like one of the hardest things to do in life sometimes, is to figure out exactly where you are. And then once you figure out where you are, you know, I'm not saying accept it and stay there. What I am saying is, you know, make note of it and then, you know, put a plan in place to where you can move out of that spot. Now, you may be in a spot to where you're saying, I think everything's going great for me right now. I think everything is I'm growing. I'm putting good stuff in, so therefore I'm getting good stuff out.
Uh-huh.
I've actually minimized the people, places, and things that aren't for me.
Right.
That I'm dealing with.
Uh-huh.
So now I can actually think better. I can think clearer.
Uh-huh.
It's like a spring cleaning. for the brain.
Right.
When you get certain
so
people, places, right, so people, places, and things out of your space, because
right.
if you're allowing other, you know, and I'm gonna, I just always say people, places, and things. If you're gonna allow people, places, and things to actually occupy space in your brain, then they need to be productive,
right?
Right.
That is so true. And you know, mm-hmm. I heard something very powerful today. It's, you know, I was listening. And doing my morning devotion and growing and all of that. When it talks about the mind, you know, it was stated that you look like your mind. You look like your mind. Your physical appearance, you look like your mind, right? And I was like, ooh, you actually look like your mind. So if you worry a lot, then therein lies the wrinkles. And look like
you
your mind.
Somebody mad,
like,
but I like where you're going. Come on.
Not to mention, it also said that your character is a reflection of your mind. And I was like, ooh, that is so true. The mind is everything.
Is that kind of like as a man thinketh, so
is he? Yeah. So you look like your mind.
What you're saying is manifest.
And your character is a representation of your mind. So what's going on up in here? Because I was like, wow, okay. I had to write that one down.
I don't want, you know,
you
I'm
look
trying
like
not
your
to,
mind.
I'm trying not to dig real deep into this, you know. But
oh my
you
God.
Know, I think there's a line there. Because, you know, I just made a statement. I said, are we talking about physically? Or mentally, or how you're showing up.
Right.
Let me just put this out there in the way that I'm putting it out.
And I know
there.
Where you're about to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but we have to clear the elephant in the room. We have to clear it, right? So if a person is, quote unquote, would be unattractive, are we saying they have an unattractive mind?
No.
Okay.
I mean, no. This
okay.
has nothing to do with...
Okay.
Like,
yeah, let's clear that up because
like,
people are mad at you right now.
No. I don't mean that. Okay. What I mean is what's in here is a reflection of it reflects to the outside. Mm-hmm. So basically,
in your character,
but for real, like if you're a person that for real you worry all the time, you stress all the time, it's gonna affect your body in some form or fashion. It has nothing to do with like your physical appearance, how your eyes are, what
mm-hmm.
your lips look like.
How
none
God
of that.
Made you is
right.
perfect, right?
None of that because you're
but,
perfect
yeah,
in God's
but
eyes.
You can,
in
but
aspect.
You can mess that up, is what you're saying.
Right, okay. absolutely, and that's so true. Like for real, if you are a negative person, negativity is all you do, then you know what? It's gonna start to display on the outside. For real, you're gonna start to look like negativity. You're going to start to repel everything that could come to you. You repel it away. Nobody even wants to be around negative minds, you know, because mm-hmm. it starts to come to the outside. So it's true. You look like your mind. Think about this. We're in health and wellness. I'm going to go here today. All right. We're in health and wellness. Right. If our mindset is health and wellness, then guess what? Our physical bodies are going to represent health and wellness. It's not about being skinny, but it's about, you know what, if I need to lose 5 pounds in 5 days, I'm going to lose 5 pounds in 5 days. For real. It's what's going on in the mind. The mind is telling us, I know because I have to fight this battle. The mind will tell me, Pam, go eat that whole bag of hot tamales. Right? I'm just being real. So it's what's happening in my mind. If I don't fix this thing, then guess what? I'm going to continue to go and eat that whole doggone bag of hot tamales and justify in my mind that it's okay. For real.
So the justification is the mindset.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the truth.
I like where you're at. It's just kind of,
I mean,
different for me. It's different for me to hear you saying it, you know, as opposed to me. Now, let's see if you start getting the hate mail, you know, that I get about it.
I mean, it's
you know.
The truth. Like for real, it's so true.
I know it's.
I mean,
I know it's true, but when it's different, you know. Some people, it's funny how some people can say things and it's different. I don't, you know, it's weird. A man, it's hard for, and I'm gonna give you a good contrast.
Uh-huh.
It's hard for a man, no matter what juncture he's in life. If he starts talking about if he starts talking about a woman and what she goes through, he's going to get ostracized, right? If you contrast it again, you take people like, you know, very, you know, people that are high up on the echelon that are that have a very big platform, right? They can say things that people will excuse, right? So you take people like T.D. Jakes is a prime example. E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher is a prime example. What they're saying is true, but if he says it, he'll get yay and amen. If I say it,
you get hate mail.
It'll be who does he think he is? But it's the same exact statement.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So
true.
and it's the weirdest thing. But that what that tells me is that there's absolute truth, and then there's relative truth.
Right.
People just choose the opportunity when that they want to actually believe in absolute truth, and this opportunity I'm going to believe in my truth.
Right.
Right? If TD Jake stands up in front of the thing and says, you know, you this, everybody's like, you're right. I need to deny, you're right. I don't need to do that no more. But if I say it, it's like, who does he think he is? But it's the same thing.
The same thing.
See, it's the weirdest thing, but it's people. And you got to know people.
Right.
And you got to understand how to lead people.
Right.
Because not everybody is ready for a specific level of leadership.
Right, that's true.
Right? Not everybody's ready for it. You may have a person on your team that is very fragile, right? So you need to figure out how you don't curtail your message as a whole.
Right.
Right? You are who you are, and you're going to lead the way that you were intended to lead. But when it comes to individual leadership, you have to curtail your leadership to that person's personality,
right?
Because you want to be able to get through the tough exterior that they have to get in and penetrate so that you can be effective. Right.
Right.
So you have to strategically figure out, how am I actually going to get this message across and through so that they receive it. And sometimes no matter what you say, People will do this physically, but inside, self is doing this. No, that just went in and went right out. I'm doing this just for your satisfaction. So, you know, you're right. You're saying, yeah. But even when you're doing this, inside of you, you've said, no, ain't no way in it. Hell, I'm doing that. Right? I'm not ready. I'm not doing that. Right? Because it's going to require something of you.
Absolutely.
Right? And
that's,
even
that's
and I'm going to be fair.
Required.
I'm going to be fair. Even people will sit up in church, and I'm using people like T.D. Jakes and E.T. I respect them, just for the record. E.T. is a prime example, right? Because E.T. will tell you, you know, some of y'all say y'all going to do it, but you're going to leave here and you ain't going to do it.
Right.
He said, you're not going to do it. You're just not. You just sat here in this room and said, I'm going to do it. It's time for change. It's time to do this. It's time to do that. As soon as you walk out the door, some of you, even before when I walk off the stage, you've made up in your mind at that very moment when you no longer see me that you're not going to do it.
Right.
And it's not affecting me. It's affecting you. Right. You say, yeah, I'm right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You know, I've heard so many people say, you're right, coach. You're absolutely right. Yep, you're right. But nothing changes.
But takes no action.
No action. And don't get me wrong. I know how that feels.
But it's,
I know how it sounds.
Yeah. But that's because there's got to be a mind change. There has to be a mental change. Because if your your body is going to do with your mind, it's a reflection on your mind, for real. Mm. Like if you don't have it up here, you're not going to get it out. If you don't have it up here, you're not going to get it out here. And so you think about any time that you may say that you want to accomplish something in life, or you may set a goal. If you don't set your mind to it, I know that there's some people in our organization, some people that's watching us today, some people on our team who literally, you know, they have these goals and they set off, and, you know, as we kick off every week, they got that thing in their mind. They picture it, right, y'all? Y'all picture it. You see it already done. You have mentally shifted your mind, right? Mm-hmm. And because they mentally shifted their mind, now what happens are the actions take place. The mm-hmm. things that are necessary in order to manifest and bring the thing that they thought in their mind to their reality, their actions do what's necessary in order to get it done. It's like it just all of a sudden kicks something into motion, you know, because they, for real, it really is about having it here.
But what kicks it for a person? So let's stay there for a second. For a person, what are the factors that you would believe that would, that a person would, that, that the atmosphere that would cause a person to want to kick things into gear?
I think, well, one of the biggest reasons is because the vision is clear. When the vision is clear, for real, I mean, all this stuff sounds clear.
Well, that sounds very cliche.
But
because
it does,
I've had some clear visions and not wanted to, still didn't apply myself.
Well,
so you see the vision, but it's because we're talking about individual here,
right?
I can see that the picture has the those thousand piece puzzles. I can see the picture.
You gotta want it.
That vision is clear, but that don't want to put a thousand piece puzzle together.
Right. It really boils down to how bad you want it. Like, you know, it really does. That causes you to move. And if it's not something that you really want, it's not bad enough. If it's not something that really is going to be something that it's got to be something that when you accomplish it, you know, it's going to fulfill you.
What does that transfer into? What is that when you say they got to want it? What does that transfer into, right? So the word that comes to mind for me is hunger.
Yeah, oh, right? Absolutely, hunger. You got to be hungry, right? As Les Brown said.
So
right?
Yeah, you got to be hungry. But when you
hungry.
Look at, because you get a lot of people,
and
you have to be able to identify, you know. And this call may be more so for leaders and people that are aspiring to be leaders, and maybe it's for the people that aren't yet. But I think we're all leaders in our own right because we lead ourselves,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you're hungry,
you don't lead nobody else.
If you're hungry. As an individual, you have a right to show that you're hungry,
right?
Right. When it comes, because we can connect the vision. The vision is clear. Okay, let's just take that thousand piece puzzle.
Right.
Right. When you see that thousand piece puzzle sitting there, and you see the picture of what it's supposed to look like, and you're like, oh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The vision becomes clear at that point, right? You can see the picture. This is the end result. This is where we want to get,
mm-hmm.
right? So the next part is, now that you see the vision, now the hunger to complete the puzzle has to come into play. So there's the end result, and then there's the middle, right?
Right?
So now your hunger is what gets you started,
right?
Right? I'm hungry because you never saw a lion lay there and say, I'm hungry, but he continues to lay there.
Right.
No, when a lion is hungry, heck, when we're hungry, we get up. And we go get something to eat.
Right.
We go hunting. We go looking.
Right.
Right. But what keeps you going once you say, I'm hungry? Yeah, you're still hungry. You're still hungry. And now you've got all of the things that come in between that, you know, that really keep you going day in and day out is the passion, you know, and things of that nature. So it's those all those small things, because when we hear a lot of cliches, fam, it's like some of these cliches are just way too rosy, you know.
Yeah.
It's like I see somebody say, you know, it's already done. Okay, it's already done, and that's a mindset that you have, that I've already accomplished this goal,
right?
I see myself accomplishing this goal. That's if you can believe that for yourself, then you can do anything.
Right.
Right. So it's already done. I see the picture. It's done. And then if you convince yourself that I got to do the work to manifest the result,
that's
I still got to do the work to manifest the result. Guys, life is not a name it and claim it thing. And I think that's what we really want to get to. Life is not name it and claim it. I'm telling you right now, you can speak all of the affirmations that you want. That lets the universe know.
Right.
That you want it. That lets God know you want it. When I speak of the universe, guys, I speak about God, and I speak about the people that God are going to use to put in your way when you start moving.
Right.
Right. So when I could, like, you know, I woke up the other morning, I told you about it, and I heard a coyote. Yeah, we're in the desert. This is Vegas. There are coyotes out back of my fence. Right. So I heard the coyotes screaming, right? I said, they bark and they sound like they're killing an animal when they bark, right? So when I heard the bark, I got up and I looked out the window and I saw the coyote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wasn't concerned about the coyote because there's a fence there.
Right.
Right? But if I got up and I saw the coyote on the inside of my fence,
that's a problem.
That's a problem. You see what I'm saying? Right. So now I have a problem that
that's
I have to address.
It's time to pack my bag.
Yeah. Right. Right. So now it's like, it's the same thing.
We don't
when
have
you
no
see
problem
something.
Doing it.
When you see it, how do you how are you going to cause the effect to actually change it?
Right?
Right. Like, I didn't need to change that. I just saw it, right?
Right.
Now, when he was on the outside, I'm cool. I ain't got to worry about it. You can't get in here. But when he's in here, it's time to, okay, we got to do something. So, and I believe that's the rift that we have in the vision
mm-hmm.
that we have. And I don't want to get too deep for people because I want people to understand that you can't just say something and not do anything towards it. Right?
Well, but,
believe.
But,
I'm going to say this last thing.
Belief.
I love belief. Okay. I love the word believe. If you believe, you can achieve, right? If you believe, you can achieve. It doesn't say if you believe, you will achieve, because it takes more than belief. Belief is
right.
free.
Right.
You can believe it, but never achieve it.
Right.
Right. And I don't want to bust anybody's bubble because I know this may be elementary, but there are a lot of people out there, Pam, that actually believe that if I just call it in,
you know, but I was going to ask you that. I was like, do you really think that people really believe
that
they don't have to put no action to it? The Bible clearly says faith without works is dead. Did everybody miss that?
I believe it. It's just like you said, if you know that you want to lose 5 pounds in 5 days, you can believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it and never achieve it, because believing it doesn't get you the result. Believing it gets you going, right? Believing it gets you hungry. Believing it keeps you moving. It starts you up, the belief. But now everybody says, I believe it. I can achieve it. Yes, you can.
I believe that true belief creates action.
True belief. I agree with that.
Creates action.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you for real believe, because you could say you believe all day long. I've been there, okay? I've been there. Oh, I believe. Speaking scriptures, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not taking no action. Because I realized that I was just programmed to speak these things.
Mm-hmm.
And was not really understanding.
You were what? To speak something?
I was programmed.
Programmed.
To speak these things. All right? Mm-hmm. My mama made sure that I knew the scriptures. she made sure all of that. Matter of fact, as I'm on it, I'm sorry. I just got to take a break. Y'all give a huge shout out. Just say happy birthday. Happy 96th birthday to my daddy today. It is
happy
his birthday.
Birthday.
I'm
Earl
sorry.
Elijah
I go off on a tangent.
Mickens.
God is good. I'm so, y'all pray for me, because to not be able to see my daddy on his birthday is difficult. I was watching videos and pictures and everything. But you know what? We are just thankful. He's celebrating another birthday, 96 years. Today, and yesterday would have been my parents' 64th anniversary. So this is a special time for all of us. But
happy birthday.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday to my daddy.
Yeah.
But what was I saying? Not understanding. Oh, yeah. Programmed. I was talking about being programmed, you know, because that's one of the things that, you know, that, you know, we grew up in. But I didn't realize that I was not believing
mm-hmm.
the scriptures that I would read, and that I would speak. And it wasn't until I had to, for real, look, learn, listen, and to be able to lead. Like, for real, I had to take the time to listen and say, wait a minute, hold on. You have got to understand the power of these words and these promises. And when I began to really fully understand and to really dig and to know it for myself, you know, that's why people can be so misled, because they don't take the time to know things for themselves. And that's when I understood the power. Mm-hmm. And that's when my beliefs, you know, went through the roof.
When you had to apply it, I've been waiting for you to get. When you had to apply it.
Absolutely.
Is when things change. But when you don't have to apply it,
right?
When you can say the cliches, and Pam and I say it all the time. You know, there was a time in our lives when we thought the cliches were just some words that you said,
right?
And it made people. And maybe I'm just talking for me. I don't know. But I thought that if I said these cliches, that it was all I needed to do, right?
And that was me too.
You know, so cool. I'm not by myself. So not really understanding that, okay, I need to learn these different sayings.
Right.
You know, if you don't practice the principles, you will not participate in the promise.
Absolutely.
Right? When you say stuff like that,
time.
You say, we have 1,000 cliches. I can rattle them off to you verbatim. Right? So we all use them in life.
Right.
My mom and dad used to always say, you know, a hard head makes a soft ass.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I knew what that meant. Right. Because if I didn't do the right thing, I was going to get my butt beat. There was cause and effect.
Right.
But cliches, we can say them and everybody will go, that was profound.
Right.
You know, that was,
right.
When I saw us put up a, somebody put up a post with our CEO, Mr. Fallon, and he said, when you remove remove illness from the IL from illness and replace it with we, even
it illness, becomes wellness.
Even illness becomes wellness. Or something like that.
Right.
And I'm like, that was profound, right? To be able to say
and
stuff like that.
Get rid of
like
the
that,
I and replace it with we.
With we. Even illness becomes wellness.
Uh-huh.
And that was profound, right? And I was like, that's deep. I
that
love
that.
I don't know who came up with that, but it was profound. But when
how
I look at
we?
It, what did you learn from what was just said? So now you got to say, look, listen, learn, and then lead.
Uh-huh.
So that means you can't lead it until you're applying it.
Right.
Right? You can't lead. You can't even lead yourself until you apply it.
Right.
So what was the trigger word in that cliche?
We
was the action word, right?
Right.
So if you're not functioning as a team, so now think about this on every aspect of what you're doing, even at work, right? Because people will be quick to call you a hypocrite, okay? Because if you're not doing the things that you're talking about, right? If you're not being a team player, then they'll be like, well, I don't know what the heck they talking about we for. They don't do nothing to help the team.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's people on your team that you want, and they'll be the first person, like a bobblehead doll, but they won't do
they
nothing.
They won't do nothing.
They'll turn the camera off, and they'll go right back to doing what they were doing. But they're there all the time, right? And that's hypocrisy, I guess, right? Because you're always talking about stuff that you're not doing. So the belief is, I believe in what you're doing, right? I believe in it, and I believe and I see it. And now you have to make the decision on whether or not you want to be a part of that vision.
Right.
Right.
Right. Absolutely.
I see your vision. I believe in what you're doing, but I don't want to submit myself to that. And I believe that happens a lot with people. And it's not even so much as they don't want to help you.
Right.
It's like they've considered the cost, what it's going to cost them.
Right.
Right. So it's like I was saying the other day, I was telling somebody, it's easy for people to say, I'm going to use this example because it'll hit home for a lot of people. Right. Like in our business, you need to be, you know, we always preach a principle of being on a, we teach a principle of being on a 120 smart ship.
Uh-huh.
Right. That's about $160 a month. That's 3 products. Right. And we always say, I was having this conversation. I said, I'm not going to convince you to buy 3 products a month. I'm not going to convince you, because if I got to convince you to do that,
then we got to convince you to work.
We got
to
convince you to keep doing it, right? So if you are telling me right now that you don't think that you're going to make at least $160 a month in this business, then why are we having this conversation?
Right.
I mean, so when you think about it, why did you say? But it's how a person thinks. As a man thinketh, so is he.
Absolutely.
Just like you said, your mindset manifests itself to the outside, and your actions will determine what your mindset is. So when you tell a person, the same person that said, I can't afford $160 a month, right? And y'all ain't talking. You talking to the Nate and the Pam that have been on that same smart ship from day one when we were broke, right? We found the money somewhere, right? We made the money. If we didn't make anything else for the month, we made that $160 to get that smart ship. And it was always been some. Right,
we made that in a week. Baby.
I know, but I'm just saying, in the very beginning, I'm talking about a month right now. If we could, there was never a time. And we're gonna talk about that too. There was never a time that we didn't feel that we could make couldn't make $160 a month. But the same people that will tell you, and this isn't anything you do, okay? The same people that will tell you, I can't, and I'm using this as an example, I don't have the money to pay $160 a month, are the same people that you'll see out flossing, doing stuff, and you're like, oh, snap, they out chilling, they doing this, they doing that, and you're not that you just happen to see it, and you're like, oh, okay, but that tells you, and I'm using that as an example, y'all, I ain't jocking y'all, but the reality is, people see you, okay, but here's the thing, if you're not, it's a matter of being hungry. If you're saying that you can't make $160, you can't sell
the mindset product. Too.
Yeah, and I get, because here's the thing. And people say, well, you know, I got bills, and I get that. You got bills. You're struggling with bills, and me and Pam will speak. We'll have a conversation. You remember when we were talking to us, right? Okay. I don't want nobody mad. You remember when we were struggling, had to pay bills. We said, okay, we got this amount of money for bills, and we may be $40 short, or $50 or $60 short, and we said, okay, so if we're $60 short, we know that we got to put $160 back in the business, right? So that means if we're $60 short, what's $160 plus $60 more, we need to make $220 this month in the business so that we can cover this shortage.
Absolutely.
And we can still practice the principles to have the 3 products in our place to participate in the promise. What does that really mean?
Absolutely. And you know what? Let's go back even a little further when the struggle was even for real. And we were a part of companies in which we just had that mindset that, you know what, we were destined to not allow man to control our destiny and to allow a job to limit our potential. And so even when, you remember when the struggle was real and we were a part of companies, because we understand that it's a business. Right, it's a business mentality, it's not a job mentality, and you want to be able to create more. We were part of companies in which we had to spend $600 a month.
Right.
We definitely didn't have that money. And not to mention, we weren't even winning like we're winning in this company that we're part of, TLC, right?
Mm-hmm.
We weren't winning. But we understood that it was something that we had to do. We had to invest in our business, because if we're not willing to invest into something, we can't really expect to get anything out of it.
Right.
And whereas we didn't win on a big level, you know, we were able to make some money. We didn't just stay in stuff and not make any money. But we never won on a big level. But we understood that we had to invest. We did it regardless. And it was, you know, it was even.
And it's a matter of finding, you have to find the right opportunity. Because sometimes when you're not in the right situation.
Right.
And it's not, sometimes it's the situation. It may not be you.
Right.
It's you when you stay in the wrong situation.
Right.
Right. But when you know you're not in the right situation, you have to be savvy enough to know when to move forward.
Right. Absolutely.
Because if you're actually with started your own business, I'm going to use this example. If you started your own business, be it traditional or network marketing, if you're not making any money, you have to assess and see what's wrong. Right.
Right.
You have to say, okay,
And you know, in a traditional business, it takes a while too.
Well, in traditional business, it takes a while, but you were prepared for that, right?
They were prepared.
You
were
prepared. So let's just say that you actually have gone that time frame. You've gone 6 months to a year, and you've ran in the red, right? So now you said, okay, now I'm coming out. I'm in the black, right? So you, boom, you're good. You understood that. Network marketing kind of transcends all of that.
Yeah, it does.
Right? Because it's a totally different dynamic.
Right.
So if you're building a business and you're out of the red and you're making money and all of a sudden you stop making, you're not making money, you get out of the red and you're really not making the money after that year when you expected to run in the red, then you have to reassess.
Right.
Network marketing, it doesn't take that long. But you have to assess and you have to say, okay, is it me? Or is it the company, the products, or my compensation? And when you assess all of those, you come up with the process of elimination, you know.
You narrow it down to you.
You narrow it down to you.
To you.
But sometimes,
in every situation.
If you're in the wrong situation, maybe the products suck, right?
Right.
Maybe there's no demand for the products. You know, maybe the comp plan sucks, right? If those three aren't connected, right, the company, the comp plan, and the products, if those three aren't good, then you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
With any company that you – I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it to you guys, okay? If you're with another company and the company is just terrible, they don't care about the people, they're not making strides to grow, the products don't really work, and nobody wants them really. They're not in demand. You got to beat down people though. Please buy something from me. Please. And if the comp plan is not ignited because those products work, meaning the comp plan is very generous because the company knows that the products are in demand, they're going to make money. So therefore, they want you to make money.
Right.
So those three things are in place. I call that the trifecta for success. Pam and I use that process of elimination to say, okay, all of this is good. So if we don't make any money, it's our fault.
Absolutely.
Right? It's our fault.
Yeah, it is.
That's the same thing you have to do in life with everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is it me or is it you? And you make that self-assessment, and sometimes it's a hard truth that you have to accept. You know, sometimes you stay in something longer than you should, but you need to know why you need to leave. All right. Or if you're leaving, then know why you're leaving. Don't say I'm leaving because somebody pissed me off.
Right.
I'm leaving because, you know, that comp plan don't work. Well, everybody else making money on it. Why aren't you? It's process of elimination.
Right.
So that means if all of this works, then let's do some tweaking on you.
Right. What needs to happen?
Right.
Well, again, it goes back to the mind. You know, and really working on your mind in order to change the way you think about things for real.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
when you work on this, everything else begins to fall into place. And then definitely in what we do, that's where most people miss it. That's where mm-hmm. their limitations begin to happen because they don't grow themselves.
Right.
Really and truly. And it requires growth and everyday uphill growth in order to really be able to accomplish.
We come back to that word,
though.
We come back to the hunger word.
Right.
Because if hunger makes a person do things uncharacteristic of what they've normally done, right? If you get hungry enough, and I always talk about
zone.
Yeah, I always talk about the lion and the fact that I have a love-hate relationship with the hyena,
mm-hmm.
right? And that love-hate relationship with the hyena, man, is special because they're never full.
Right.
They will eat themselves literally to death.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If there is something around them to be killed, they're going to kill it.
Right.
Right. And they're not just going to kill it. They're going to eat it.
Uh-huh.
Right. So God knows what he was doing when he made the hyena the way he made them. Right. So they can't just, they're not just around killing everything, but they're never hungry. A lion will eat. And because, now get this. Because the lion knows that he can hunt or she can hunt at any point in time, I'm the king of the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the most ferocious animal, and it's not about its size, because if that was the case, the lion would be, you know, the king of the jungle,
right?
But the lion is not. It's all about the mindset of the lion.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to eat, period. The hyena doesn't know when it's going to eat again. Right? So you got the confidence that I'm a lion and I'm always going to eat. Couple that along with I don't know when I'm going to eat. You got a lion with a hyena's mentality. Right? Mm. I am never hungry, and I know that I have the ability to go out here and feed myself.
Mm.
And you put those two together, man, you become what we call unstoppable.
Right?
You don't care. I put out a post the other day. I said, if they don't want their share, take their share. Right? Take theirs and use theirs. Right? And that's how you have to really be in life. And people be like, well, what does that mean? No. Life is you either eat or be eaten. You have to understand. I saw the movie, and it was just a bad statement, fam. It was a bad statement. But the guy said it, and it made me think. The movie Magnificent Seven. You know, I like movies, right?
Uh-huh.
The new Magnificent Seven,
uh-huh.
With Denzel Washington in it. The guy said, well, you just can't be going around. You know, you can't just go around. You know, taking helpless people's stuff from them however you want to take it.
Right.
And the guy said, if God didn't want them sheared, he would not have made them sheep.
Mm.
Right. Now, I thought about that. I got my dog. I'm like, dang, well, God did make sheep. And he did make them for their wool. Right. So the wool off of them, that was a asset that they have.
Right.
So, you know, they grow it back so quick. So he did make sheep. But what the guy was saying was it's the mentality that the people had that made them very docile,
right.
That made them have a sheep's mentality. If you know anything about sheep, you can herd sheep anywhere you want to herd them.
Mm-hmm.
They're very scary animals. They're very docile. You
right.
can move them
they
around.
Have
one to move. Yeah, they want to get close to each other, and they're just like, there's strength in numbers, but we don't really fight. We're just here, you know, get our wool, but don't kill us, you know.
Right.
And but when he made that statement, I understood it. I'm
wow.
like, you can't have a sheep's mentality, but at the same time, you can't go and take from people the wrong way.
Right.
You can't take from people. Period.
Right.
If they don't, I put it out. I say, if they don't want theirs, then take what was supposed to be theirs, right? So that means when you take what was supposed to be theirs, you're not just going to leave it there. You're going to take it. So if there's money on the table, take all that's there,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you can use that money, those resources, or whatever it is, to help somebody else,
right?
Get where they need to be,
absolutely.
Right? But you have to have a lion's mentality. You know, I like the lion mixed with the hyena because. You get like my boy E.T. said, if, you know, they said, E.T., you always talking about lions. He said, what's this thing with you and lions? He said, did you know that lions, you know, sleep, you know, like I think lions sleep like 80 some odd percent of their day.
Yeah, they do.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And E.T. was like, man, thank God that
right.
they do sleep that long.
Imagine
because,
what they could
yeah, you could imagine what would happen if they were up roaming around for 15 hours a day, they eat all the animals, and then next thing you know, they're coming to eat us. You know?
Right.
So thank God they sleep,
right,
you know?
Right.
So, but that's what I'm saying. If you get the opportunity, because God created you to fulfill a specific purpose in your life, He created you to have a certain destiny,
mm-hmm.
to create certain things. So people can prosper from, no matter who you are, you were called to create something. If you lay down and don't have any hunger, any passion, any drive, you don't believe in it, you don't see the vision, you don't, a lot of these things you don't see, Pam, people don't see because they never take the time to really look,
listen learn,
and
then
lead. Right?
That's true. You're
they
right.
don't take the time. And I think that's where the issue comes into play. So you take this mentality and you apply it to anything that you do in life. That you say, once you put your hand to the plow, you say, my hand is here.
And right?
Don't remove your hand. Don't look back. Keep moving forward. And if it's there, if it's in front of you, then it's intended for you, right? If they leave it laying there, they don't want it. Don't beg them. Hey, you don't want this? Come on, you know you want it. Come on, I know you can do this. No. I need to take what you don't want right now, and you need to get to the back of the line. I need to give it to somebody that's ready to actually use it.
Yeah, you know what? And that's the key too. Ready, and then because when a person is ready, they're going to, just like you said, they're going to put their hands to that plow, and they're going to get up every day, and they're going to keep on pushing.
When they're hungry. You know,
when they're hungry.
When you're hungry.
When they're hungry, they apply that passion and that drive and that energy, everything. You know, they know their purpose. Then everything begins to come together that causes the action necessary in order to go out and win. You know, and they realize, that person realizes that there's going to be challenges. There's going to be things that, you know, try to come into your headspace. But because you are able to, you're so focused, right?
Mm-hmm.
You recognize it. You're able to, you know, crush those thoughts. You're able to say, nope, not going to go there. And you're able to stay focused, and you begin to realize that it's a part, you have to go through these things. You don't focus on those things, but you got to go through those things in order to grow, in order to become. And so you recognize those as really the stepping stones that's going to help you to get, you know, to that level of success or accomplishing that goal or to that destination, to bringing that vision into being your reality.
Right.
So, you know, but you have to be able to go through those things in order to be able to really get yourself to that point in life. And that person that is focused, that person that knows what they want, that person that takes action, that person that realizes that it starts up here, mindset, my thoughts, things, it's really a matter of cliche, it's reality, then that's the one that really begins to, you know, in life.
That person that has that lion's mentality and hyena mentality,
right?
You have to create your own hunting ground, right? You have to create your own mindset, because I really believe that when you talk about hunger, you talk about a person, you know, having passion and things of that nature, a person can't be 100% like the lion. You can't sleep 100% of the day. 100% of your day, never be you in. In order for you to get lit off in what you're doing, you want to be the best. You want to be first, right? You want to be the fastest, right? Like so. And the lion always wakes up. I love ET because ET is very animated, and I love how he talks.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he says, you know, the lion and the gazelle wakes up at the same time every morning.
Uh-huh.
You know, the gazelle knows that he's going to have to run, and the lion knows he's going to have to chase.
Uh-huh.
You know, the lion says, all I got to do is catch the slowest gazelle. And the gazelle says, all I got to do is not be the slowest gazelle.
Right.
So, you know, it's that mentality that the lion has.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so you have to choose. Do I want to be a gazelle, or do I want to be a lion? And when I eat, when I catch my prey, when I get to this first goal, what I want, now I gotta kick in my hyena mentality, and I gotta say, I ain't full yet. I'm still hungry. I gotta keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lion's life is different from a human's life, right? So we're trying to climb this ladder. The lion is like, I'm gonna eat, then I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm gonna make some babies, and I'm gonna go to sleep. That's their thing, right? But you, it's a little different, right? Because we always, that old saying is, you know, the average person, they're born, they go to school, they get a job, they get married, they have some kids, and then they die.
Mm.
That's it. That's like the average thing that people do. And it's like everybody does it. So what's going to set you apart? So you're going to do the same thing they did and do the same thing to get the same thing that they got? Or do you want to do something different? Do you want to create an atmosphere that you can build in, and that you can create something that manifests your vision, right? What vehicle are you using to get there, right? We can talk about
that. But that's uncomfortable, and that's the problem.
Absolutely.
That comfort zone will keep you in that very place that you don't want to be. And then you have to realize one word that came to mind as you were sitting there and you were talking is sacrifice. Man, but, you know, that's one thing that we have to realize is that in order to achieve anything great in life, it's going to require something of us. You mentioned that word require earlier on. And so, and that's that sacrifice. There has to, in order to get, you got to be willing to give. You got to give up something.
Right.
And many times that what happens, because sacrifice really is pain. You know, it means that you're going to have to let go of some things. You're going to have to do some things different. You're going to have to do the very thing you don't like to do, necessary things that you feared to, you know, and that was one of the ways that I was able to, you know, overcome a lot of the things I went through to be back, the fear, the shyness. I realized that, you know what, Pam, you gotta give up some stuff. It's gonna require something of you. It's going to take a level of sacrifice, and you just have to go for it. You gotta do it. And so once I realized that, that's when the shift began to happen.
There's something that you did, though. There's something that you did that I've seen a lot of people do in life.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I live by it because, you know, I don't want people telling me what to do. Don't tell me God said do this and God, no, I talk to God myself. You can confirm.
Right.
You need some confirmation.
Right.
But, you know, but at the end of the day, something that I saw you did was you created, right? It takes more energy to copy than it does to create. Right?
Yeah.
Because now what you're doing is you're taking something that God created to be unique in its own right, and now you're trying to remold it into something that it wasn't created to be.
Right.
So that you spend more energy trying to copy or be like someone else as opposed to being who God has
instead
equipped
of
you.
Being yourself.
Instead of just being yourself and creating
you got that
within
right.
and creating within in the confines of what God has given you. And here's the thing. When you start creating, like you know, you're a mompreneur. You created that. You're created for greatness. You know, all of these mantras that you have and who you stand, what you are and what you stand for, you created it.
Right.
Right. And you created it. And, you know, when you're like, I can't be a copy.
Right.
I gotta not copy. It takes more energy to copy. So I want to create my own thing based on what God has for me, what God said I could most effectively get the message out. When you do that, when you create on that level, you end up feeling as if it's not even really work.
Right.
Right. It's like that's when you can.
You got that right.
Yeah. It's like you have
right,
to
you because you're operating in the purpose that God has given you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's so true. And you know you're absolutely right. It takes so much more work trying to copy, trying to be something that you're not, trying to be somebody that you're not created to be.
Right.
And it's unfortunate that it's people do it. Like. You know,
well, I mean, but let me say this,
but,
though. People, here's the thing. I want you guys to understand, people do emulate, right? You emulate before you create in most cases.
Right.
So emulation is good.
But
you still
have to be you. You cannot
right.
lose yourself.
I think if you look
emulation.
Up emulation and copy, I think emulation is a little different than copy. Now, I'm just saying that off the top of my head. I don't know, but it just sounds to me, if I emulate you, it means that I'm kind of like gleaning from what you do and doing. Let's look that up officially because I don't want to speak on that. And, you know, maybe some scholar out there understands and can grab it and put the definitions up there. But I don't want to copy. I don't want to walk like you walk. I don't want to talk like
right.
you talk. I don't want to dress like you dress verbatim. I don't want to do my hair just like your hair. I don't want to look like you. I don't want to look and talk like someone else. I want to look and talk like me. And when I say in my space 2 + 2 may equal 5, then that's just in my space. That's because that's where I create, right? So that's where my comfort zone is, and I can feel like, okay, this is good. This is happy. I feel like I'm accomplishing something because I'm creating the me and creating the atmosphere and creating the drive and the motivation that God told me to create.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of me copying someone else,
right?
And I just believe that we all emulate before we even create, because sometimes you just need a little direction, right? You need a little direction to say, okay, you know, I like what he's doing or I like what she's doing. You know, let me emulate some of that, but let me put my own juice on there.
Right. So here it is. Okay. So emulate means to try to equal or excel, imitate with effort to equal or surpass. To emulate one's father as a concert violinist, to rival
right.
with some degree of success, to emulate is to imitate and model yourself after someone.
Mm-hmm.
People emulate role models. People
okay.
they want to be like.
Okay.
Which
is perfectly, that's normal.
Right.
Okay. People, like I say, if people emulate before they create.
Right.
Right. So you create in that process, you know, because a person is, because role models, mentors, coaches, they all have their own, they all have a significant balance in your life. So when you see them, you're looking to them for the role, you're looking at it for the roadmap. Okay.
Right.
What's the blueprint? How do I do this? How do I get there? And you're going to emulate some of the things that they do. But as you're emulating, as you start to learn more, you start creating the you within that thing.
Right.
Right.
Now, the definition of copy is to make a similar or identical version of.
Hmm. Yeah. See that thing. Yeah, that thing right there is identical. When you make something identical, you have basically lost. You have lost that thing, loses its identity.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You've lost your identity.
Mm-hmm.
Then who are you? You are no longer what God created you to be, or even on the path. You've chosen the path of another.
Right.
Right. So as I said, I was right. Emulate. It means that you're looking to strive to get better. You're
right.
Using, you're like, I emulated my father for a long time.
Right.
Right. And I still
mm-hmm.
have a lot of my father in me. So, you know, that's just a part of my core, who I am. Right. But I've created my own thing. I'm not walking around being just like my daddy, wearing the same clothes he got on, talking exactly like he talks, because I want his life. Right. So I'm not copying him. Because I have my own identity.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's real good. Starts up here, right? Starts in the mind, all right? Remember, you look like your mind, as we started to sing off at the top of the hour.
You look like mine.
Your character is a reflection of what's in here. So what are you looking like today?
What are you looking like today? When you look in the mirror, what are you looking like? Stress. Pam says stress, the wrinkles bring... You know, old age and stress.
Right.
That's gonna bring them wrinkles. But if you're like 25 years old and you got a whole bunch of wrinkles, then that's some stress. Okay.
Right.
So just, it's not all physical, guys. It's mostly mental.
It is.
Okay. But you got to understand. We said it on the show yesterday. We talked about it. The body reacts, and Pam touched on it. The body reacts to stress. You know, the body reacts to what you put on the inside of it. The body reacts to if, like, when you don't eat, you have a bad diet, and you say, I'm just going to starve myself and don't eat, your body is going to go into desert mode, I call it, but it's starvation mode. It stores fat,
mm-hmm.
right? And when you decide that I'm going to stress, your body releases cortisol.
Absolutely.
Which tells your body to produce more fat,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's a part of the physicality of what Pam was just saying, but for the most part, guys, it's mental. How are you showing up? What
it
are you
really
accomplishing
is.
In
it
life?
It's mental.
You know,
show up in life.
You look like your mindset.
All right, everybody. So, again, we want to say thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Grind. We truly appreciate all of our listeners that chime in on Instagram, that chime in on Facebook, and so everybody that definitely dials into The Grind. We appreciate you for dialing in to The Grind. Just know that this show takes place every Tuesday and Friday. And so we look forward to seeing you back this Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And I mean, in between time, go out and be great. All right? Go out and make it another
day. You know I love you, right? Ain't nobody got what we got. Better than this.
Yeah. We've had some ups and downs, made a lot of bad mistakes, but we've always had some good times, and through it all, you held me down, baby, you've always held it down. Oh yeah.
There were times when I was afraid and wanted you to leave, but you stayed right here by my side. You never let me go. You always stayed around.
lies. What to do? It makes me lose my mind. I just wanna give you, make love to you.
Love to you.
Put you on a rocket flight. Keep on loving till we die.